Chris is next on the line at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. How may we help?
Hey, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. Thank you.
Hey, I've been having fits with my garage door opening and closing lately. Seems like I'm leaving at the same time every morning. So when I hit the button to close it after I pull out, it's always, stopping. And it's got to be because of the sun. So what I do, I get out of the car every time and throw a shadow onto the sensor and then hit the remote. So this has been going on for about 2 months. You know, I've been in the same place for about 15 years. So I don't know, is it the sensors that are going out or what's up?
Well, and it's just the time of year as well. By the time we get into the fall and the days are shorter and the time that you're leaving may be the same, but the light isn't the same. You know, this problem will eventually go away. But next summer when it comes back, an old trick we've used many times is you just take the cardboard center of either a roll of toilet paper or cut one down from a roll of paper towels and tape it over the eye that the sun's shining into. That will protect the light from the sun overpowering the light from the other sensors, razor or laser beam that's trying to connect. So you just make a little blackout tunnel where they can still see each other, and that'll be the cheapest way we know of you can solve that problem.
Aren't you glad you called?
Well, believe it or not, I've tried that, and it sometimes works, and it sometimes doesn't.
So have you gone to a longer tube?
Yes, I've even increased the tube length.
Okay. So then the next thing...
You know, another inch or so. So I've, 6-7 inches of tube taped over the eye. So...
And so when that doesn't work and you get out and you stand there and you shadow it with your body, does it work then?
Then it works.
That's got to be a very directional light. The next thing I would say is just making sure that they're properly aligned. That is strange that you
can
get out.
Well, they're aligned because they got the little green lights on, so they are,
okay,
in line with each other, so...
Well, I tell you what, he's already tried our trick. Romy, why don't you pay to have Authentic go out there and service it for him?
Maybe get the
yep.
new generation of sensors on there?
Yeah, we'll take care of this for you, Chris, because every trick we know to solve your problem, you've already tried.
And if you've got a garage door problem that you need an expert on in the Phoenix area, we do have Authentic Garage Door. And in Tucson and Southern Arizona, we have Overhead Door Company of Tucson and Southern Arizona, both Rosie on the House approved partners. You can find them in the garage door category at rosieonthehouse.com. If you're a overhead door technician or company owner, garage door company owner in Northern Arizona, we are looking for one to fill that void in the network. You can go to rosieonthehouse.com. From the certified partner tab, when you mouse over it, you'll get an option at the very last one, apply to become a certified partner. You'll get step one. And step one, if you meet all the preliminary requirements, then we'll send you step two.
Very good. Well, we were talking earlier about getting locked in the garage. Sounds like another caller has a story about getting locked in the garage. I believe it's Corky.
That's me.
Hey, man.
Well, with a name like Corky, I bet you got a lot of funny stories.
Real?
Well, I'm a retired submarine sailor. I got more stories than I can tell on the air.
Oh, man, I bet you do.
Hey, so here's what happened. I was doing home inspections for HUD when the foreclosure boom was going, and I was down in the boondocks at this house, and it was, empty, obviously. No power, no water, no nada. I go into the house, go into the kitchen, make a tour around, and so I laid down my camera, laid down my phone, laid down my thing, walked into the garage, and it had one of the locks that locks you out. I didn't know that until I wanted to come back into the house. Unfortunately, I didn't have a ladder. It was like an 8 or 9 foot garage door, and there was no rope on it. I couldn't jump that high. And I'm stuck in there with no phone, and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and like January. So I'm looking at the garage door, which didn't look to be in too good a shape. And let me tell you, when I left, it was nowhere in any type of shape of clothes anymore.
You found a way out, huh?
I didn't have any choice.
Oh, man. Yeah, you have to be careful.
You do, and I learned my lesson whenever I was going to do a home inspection. I made sure I had my phone in my pocket in case something like that did happen again.
Well, Corky, we appreciate the call. You take care of yourself. Be careful. Yeah, don't forget the phone, that's for sure.
And thank you for your service. I got he was a submarine operator, I'm assuming, in the U.S. Navy. If that's the case, thanks for your service. You got a minute left. You want to try and hit front door in a minute?
No, I think we'll get to the rest of the doors in the following hour.
Doors and windows. And it'll also be our...
I think we've about nailed garage doors shut here. We've covered every aspect of it this past hour, but we haven't gotten to very many. We haven't gotten to any other outside doors. We got to talk about sliding patio doors, French doors, and front security doors. That'll all be next hour.
And it'll also be our open home hour, so it's open for any question about your home, castle, or cabin, whatever projects you're working on. We'll interject those as they come in. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE-4U. You can get online during top of the hour news and be first on when we start next hour, or you can text questions to 411-923. Email info@rosieonthehouse.com if you need to send a picture to help with any, product or describing your project with a visual aid. You can send those images to info@rosieonthehouse.com.